Hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. This is our opportunity to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. Because when we see truth and can align our lives with that, our thinking, our emotion, our behavior, we are set free to be mightily used of God. Because we're no longer limited by the old things that have dragged us back. The passage we're looking at today is powerful in that way. And I have a current day illustration from my own life of how this has been working out. As many of you know, I've been seeking a new pastoral position. After 10 years almost being out of the ministry, I felt the calling of God to go back and pastor a church as a lead pastor somewhere. And the value of the pastoral profiles and job descriptions that these churches put together is just incalculable. It lets me know by reading their description of who they believe God is calling to their church to know if that is where I'm supposed to be, because it either describes me or it doesn't. Well, the illustration I'm trying to make here is that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 24 especially, the Apostle Paul teaches us our ministry profile, so to speak, our identity in Christ profile, who we are in God's viewpoint, and how we are to view ourselves. So let's look at it. At Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, right after we ask God to open our minds to the truth that he has to show us. Lord God, we ask you to do that. Open our minds. Teach us how to understand what you're saying to us here and how to apply it rightly in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Ephesians 4, verse number 24, the Apostle Paul says we are to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So as I mentioned yesterday, the imagery he's using here is like putting on a new clean garment. Last time you went shopping, you bought new clothes. You come in, you want to try them on. You're actually kind of excited to wear the new clothes. At least that's how I feel, because I really like them. I wouldn't have bought them if I didn't. And I'm eager to wear them because they make me feel good. They make me feel clean. They make me feel whatever. And it's an experience that I want to have. Well, here the Apostle Paul is trying to tell us we have the opportunity to have a new experience in life, and it can last the rest of our lives, friends. And we do it by putting on the new self. Now, this isn't just some affirmation that you say to yourself, a pretend made-up thing that, oh, I wish I was like this, so I'm just going to say it to myself over and over and over. No, friends, that's silliness. Any affirmation we say to ourselves has to be rooted in truth. Wishful thinking and hoping only get you so far, and then your own brain starts to fight against it because it knows it's not really true. It knows you're being a hypocrite. But here in verse 24, we have God's assurance that we have, number one, been given a new self, and number two, what that new self looks like. And friends, I'm here to tell you, your new self looks really, really good. Paul says the new self, because it's Jesus' identity in us, his very being living through us, is created in us after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So friends, I know you still sin, but there's a very real way in which you can say of yourself, I am like God. I am truly righteous. I am truly holy. And that's not based on your behavior. That's based on your identity. That's based on who God says you are. Because friends, here's the difference. Behavior never determines your identity. It's your new birth in Christ that determines your identity. Here's an example for you. A cat is not a cat because it meows, and because it goes poop in a litter box, and because it has an attitude toward its owner. I'm just kidding about that last part. A cat is a cat because it was born a cat. God made it a cat. Well, here we're saying our new birth gives us a new identity, a new self that God has made. And it's that new birth that determines our identity. Not our behavior. It's our new birth. You see, our behavior will begin to flow out of our identity as we believe it is our identity. Friends, this is so powerful. Your new self looks like God. It is righteous. It is holy. And I'm telling you, when you begin to believe that and begin to act like it's true, the change you will see in your life is powerful. So powerful. Oh, friends, let's get this right. Let's believe what God tells us to be true. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us today to believe it's true. As we interact with our spouse, with our kids, with our co-workers, with our bosses, with the people at the store where we shop, Lord, help us believe that who you've made us to be really is the case. And begin to act like it. Begin to reorient our feelings to feel like it. To begin changing our thoughts so we can be who you've made us to be for your purposes in this world. Hey friends, before you sign off for this episode, can I remind you about a couple of things? The first and the most important is that if you would like to become a follower of Jesus Christ, to really make Jesus Lord of your life, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You'll find that link in the description for this episode. Also, remember what I mentioned at the beginning, that we have an upcoming Pray Together episode. If you have a request or a praise you would like to share with the Morning Mindset family, you can do so using your name or anonymously. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. You'll find that link in the description for this episode.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.